Hello, I'm Mark Burkell, and I'm the founder of the Church of Reality. People have asked me, how did the Church of Reality start? Why the Church of Reality? Why are you doing this? Well, the Church of Reality started on November 7th, 1998. I was sitting at home, and I was smoking a bowl. And I was thinking about religion, all the religions in the world, and how they're basically all wrong. And I was wondering what kind of religion would be the right kind of religion to have. And of course, the only logical conclusion is a religion that believed in whatever is real. The religion that actually gets it right. So I thought Church of Reality. And I thought, well, could a person really have a religion that was based on reality, believing in everything that's real? And the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. And I thought it was an interesting idea. It was a good joke. It was funny at the time, but the next morning on November 8th, the idea still seemed like it was a good idea. So I went ahead and registered the domain name. Started the process of putting up a website. Yeah, I still didn't even take it seriously myself because the first thing was, well, if I'm going to write a website about Church of Reality, what am I going to write? Am I going to create yet a new holy book? Like the Bible or the Quran or the Bhagavad Gita, something that how well I write the text of it, that in 200 years, the two-thirds of it was going to be either wrong or irrelevant or dated. Had to get it down to what do I really know? What do I really know that's universally true, that will be universally true forever? Because if I'm going to write a book about reality, get it right, I have to have that standard. And then I realized that as long as I could fix my mistakes, I didn't have to get everything right the first time. I could write things that were close and reasonably accurate, something that is at least pretty much universally true for the moment, and then later go back and if I had a better idea, I could improve it, I could fix my mistakes. And that was an important step because when I realized that I didn't have to get it right the first time and that I could go back and fix my mistakes, then I could go ahead and write more stuff because part of the religion itself was about change. Obviously, it was clear that I was not somebody who was divinely inspired. I was not somebody who had a perfect understanding of reality. I basically am not God. Clearly, I'm not. So, therefore, it's really became about the pursuit of reality, which is, really the best that any human being can do. So, when you have a religion about the pursuit of reality, then the pursuit of reality is a process that's an evolving process. It's a process that, it's moving forward and getting better all the time. So therefore, the first thing was to embrace the process, to decide that yes, we can be wrong. We in fact will be wrong. There is the only thing that I'm sure of is that I will definitely make mistakes, and so will other people in the Church of Reality. And we'll get off track from now and then, and we'll have to have a process for getting back on track. And that the process for getting back on track is probably the most important thing that the Church of Reality can come up with. That we are a religion that embraces change, and we embrace evolution, and we embrace, expect our doctrine will continue to evolve. It will be built upon forever. And of course, forever is a long time, but for the foreseeable ever, anyhow. And that kind of led to the concept for the first principle, which is positive evolution, that here to learn more, and that we are dedicated to the process of exploring reality the way it really is. And that's why early on I started coming up with terminology to market the concept of the Church of Reality. And by market it, I mean to create a website and a name and a concept that was appealing to people, because after all, people don't buy what's necessarily the best product on the market. A lot of it has to do with the packaging and understanding how the human mind works. So I wanted to put together some new terminology to describe what's happening in the Church of Reality. So it was important to create the identity of looking at ourselves as explorers rather than followers, that we are exploring reality the way it really is, and that we are all working together as a community on a common project for the purpose of understanding the world that we exist in, and trying to answer all the big questions like, why does anything exist? Why are we here? And if we're here, what are we supposed to do about it? What is the best way for us to live?